Introduction. Ripped Off tells the story of exorbitant overcharging, reckless overtreating, and the needless overcomplexity and enormity of the bureaucracy in healthcare and how it got that way. It explains how we waste $1 trillion of the $3.5 trillion healthcare dollars that we spend every year, making us the global big spenders in the industrialized community. We spend twice as much as our European allies in total dollars and in per capita dollars, but we receive so-so care. While we spend twice as much, our performance indicators are not twice as good. In fact, without exception, they are worse. We need to do better for our patients while spending less. We can do both by learning from our European allies. If we eliminate all the waste, there would be enough money made available to pay for our entire primary and secondary education system, or two defense budgets, or three public transportation and highway budgets. It's enough money to provide every penny of employer and employee health insurance contributions to cover 150 million people. I could go on, but the point is clear: we spend an exorbitant amount of money on our health care and about a third of it is fat. That's the first message of this book. The second message is that it's your money being wasted, either directly or indirectly. If you are one of the 155 million Americans who gets your health insurance through your job, you need to know that your employer hasn't been paying for your health insurance. It has always been you, since the money has always come from raises that were due but were never given. Your other costs are more obvious, since you have been making your own monthly premium contribution, meeting your deductibles, and making co-payments for prescriptions, office visits, and other services. While your take-home wages have remained flat, the costs just listed have gone through the roof. And don't forget that you are also paying taxes. 26 cents of every dollar you pay for your federal taxes goes to pay for the healthcare of the 142 million people on Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and Affordable Care Act marketplace subsidies. They are all important programs, but in 2016 their costs added up to $1 trillion, and much of that was pure waste. If you pay state income taxes, your money is blended with federal dollars to fund your state's Medicaid program. In California, a whopping third of state taxes are used to fund Medicaid at the expense of roads, libraries, and schools. In the movie Network, news anchorman Howard Beale told his viewers to run to their windows and shout, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. I, for one, am mad as hell, and I want you to be mad as hell too." However, yelling is not enough, and it won't help. The only difference it could make would be getting you arrested or evicted. I will show you more effective ways to express your outrage, but first you must understand where your money has been going, where it should be going, who is harvesting your health dollars, and what you can do until the system gets overhauled. This book begins with a brief history of our healthcare financing system, because you need to look to the past to truly understand how things came to be this bad today. In Chapter 1, you will see how we have been trying for generations, in vain, to end the spiral of increasing costs. Chapter 2 discusses what we're getting for our money and how much our healthcare spending strains individuals, states, and federal governments' budgets. I will try to give a balanced picture of the degree to which health expenses can be blamed for many social and economic woes. The information in this chapter is meant to be disquieting and should make you sufficiently uncomfortable to be willing to accept the painful choices that we need to make. The next 8 chapters go into the main categories of wasteful spending. Try to picture each piece of the graph below as a gaping hole in a canoe, with you in it, about to go over a Class 6 whitewater rapids. That's the share of the various categories of waste that contributes to our spending and takes us close to a calamitous end to our healthcare system. But I have a final message throughout the rest of the book: we are not helpless, and we can and must make effective changes before it's too late. Chapters 3 and 4 identify services that add cost with little or no benefit, medicines that don't work, tests that do not yield meaningful results, needless screening against expert advice. I'll show you how we can save billions yearly by not paying for services that add nothing but cost, an approach that other countries have successfully adopted. You can help by asking the right questions before you agree to be tested needlessly, or put your name on surgical consent forms. Unless you are eager to experience anesthesia and a scar, don't ask, what would you do if you were in my place? Don't we all know what a surgeon would do? Instead ask, can we discuss my other options? Chapters 5 and 6 show how our prices stack up when compared to other countries. An American MRI costs $1,121, but its Spanish counterpart costs only $230. A month of Lipitor costs $124 in America and $6 in New Zealand. Eliminating this price disparity would save hundreds of billions each year. We overpay for everything, but the amount we overpay for prescription drugs is the mother of all overpayments. I'll explain how much we overpay, why we overpay, and what has to be done to stop this predatory and pernicious practice. Chapter 7 covers fraud, with a particular focus on Southern Florida as the epicenter of medical fraud. Scammers there billed Medicare for penis pumps for women and were promptly paid, since Medicare's payment system doesn't verify expenses before cutting checks. But fraud is much more widespread than that. The creativity of health dollar swindlers knows no bounds and has not been matched by our regulatory agencies, who have been content to discover fraud when they can and then recover what stolen dollars they are able to. Fraud victimizes us all, but we aren't helpless. I'll explain ways everyone can avoid being pulled into fraud, how to recognize fraud, and how to report it. Chapter 8 explains how outdated bureaucracy costs us billions per year. Our physicians are mired in paperwork and have to learn the requirements of various health insurance plans, which are always changing. Employer-based insurance seemed like a good idea 75 years ago, but our current reliance on that system has created a hodgepodge of costly complexity. Private insurance companies spend 12% to 15% of your premiums on their overhead. Some of the overhead is necessary, but should your premiums go towards the eight-figure salaries of the company's executives while you are still shelling out thousands of dollars each year for copays, deductibles, and other healthcare costs that the insurance companies refuse to cover? Medicare's administrative expenses are less than 2% of its revenue. Then again, Medicare's computers are approving penis pumps for women. Our system has many faults, so you can probably guess where this chapter is going to end. Making the needed change in this area will require political will and electing representatives more beholden to you than their corporate donors. In Chapter 9, you will learn how dysfunctional, uncoordinated, and fragmented care is responsible for billions of waste every year. All too often, the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing, and so the left hand pays for services already provided by the right hand. The obvious solution to fragmented care is integrated care. Very good things happen when care is integrated, but the question is how to achieve it for everyone. Chapter 10 shows how more billions could be saved each year, along with human lives, if we improved our efforts in preventing illness, not just treating it. So much of our health is connected to our behavior, and that is certainly under our control. Chapter 11, the final chapter, discusses how high costs can be controlled and how our outcomes can be improved if we address the social determinants of health and recognize the essential contributions of the community health worker. Those steps would allow us to reallocate funds to end chronic homelessness and create universal health care. Both steps are more than moral imperatives, they would lower our overall costs and make us a healthier and more decent country. The various models of reform are discussed. All the facts and statistics have been available in the medical literature for medical insiders to read. Very smart people have weighed in on all of these issues, but you would have to read the Commonwealth Fund reports, Harvard Business Review, Journal of the American Medical Association, Pew Charitable Trust's reports, Health Affairs, the New England Journal of Medicine, and publications from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine and the Brookings Institution to benefit from their collective wisdom. Ripped off. Does that for you by synthesizing the knowledge and wisdom contained in these resources and translating them into everyday language so everyday consumers, people who do not read the medical literature or have advanced degrees in economics, can understand. It's time you knew that the American healthcare system managed to achieve the worst of both worlds, low quality and high cost. You will see how we can save up to $1 trillion each year and how you can become a better health consumer. If we can learn from the successes of other countries who have found ways to provide better quality at lower costs, there will be enough money to give every taxpayer a refund, every cash payer a rebate, and every employee an overdue raise. Remember this, the government isn't being ripped off. Your taxes provide all the funds, so you are the one being ripped off. You may not be insured by Medicaid or Medicare, have any of the diseases discussed in the book, be a high-cost, high-need patient, or make use of worthless services, but you sure are paying for them. You need to pay attention, because you are being ripped off. Until now, only healthcare insiders have known that our system is at a critical point, Medicare is going broke, and individual and state budgets are being strained to their breaking points. We are at the tipping point for a major change, and the whole system can't be sustained much longer. It's high time that everybody knows how this happened to us. This book explains how a noble profession was degraded into a profit-driven, medical-industrial complex, and what we can do about it. There will be pushback from anyone who has been profiting from the status quo. I will not be popular with bureaucrats who have budgets so fatted that middleman organizations prosper just by living off the drippings. Drug and device makers will fight for the right to set their own prices. Clinicians will not welcome this intrusion into their world. But this book is written for you, not them. After reading it, I hope that you will share my anger and frustration. I want you to demand a better, affordable, and equitable healthcare system.